If it's Thursday, 6 p.m., that means it's time for Perspectives by John Pierce. Welcome to Perspectives here on WDIY 88.1 FM. I'm John Pierce, your host, and it is my pleasure to have as my guests this evening two people who are really the motors of the upcoming Crop Hunger Walk. Yes, it used to be called the Crop Walk, and then they changed the name to Crop Hunger. Okay? And there's one in Allentown and one in Bethlehem. So Reverend Diane Caraha is heading the effort over in Allentown, and Reverend Steve Simmons in Bethlehem. So folks, this is welcome back to WDIY because this is becoming an annual event for us here in September.
Thank you, John.
Getting ready for the big excitement in October with your Crop Hunger Walk. So we're going to say the date several times during the interview just so people get it down pat. October 19 at what time?
1:30.
And 2 o'clock in Bethlehem.
Oh,
so
okay.
Step-off time.
Okay.
We'll talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's going to be October 19th for both of these walks. Start us off a little bit, Diane, the history of it. You go way back. You said 40 years?
Yeah. Well, actually, this is our 46th walk. Yes. And I've been in Allentown for 45 of those and walking in the Crop Walk.
Yes. And the first time you have said, you were great with child.
I was great with child. You have a good memory, John.
Ooh. See, we don't use the P word on WDIY, so you were great with child. It sounds biblical, doesn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
There you go.
So, yes. Yes, you have told us that before, and that's amazing. So that was in October also. It's always been in October?
Usually.
And then that year that you were about to have the baby came in what month?
In March of the next year.
Okay.
So it was 6 months out.
Yeah. So
Moderate with child.
Moderately right. with child. And it was first, so I don't know how much showing, but.
Yeah, they say you can't be partially pee. But hey, we do play fast and loose with our facts here. So
there is something about the date that is significant this year, which
right.
is that in the past we've often had it on October, what would be October 12th this year,
the
second Sunday, which often coincided with fall break for schools. It coincided with what we used to call Columbus Day, whatever day that is now. And so a lot of younger people, high school and college students, could not participate. They'd be out of town or doing whatever. And so part of the thought this year was, let's put on the 19th, and that way we can broaden our base. And we're really wanting to encourage younger walkers to come and get in the habit.
Very good. And what we want to do is describe for our listeners what happens when they show up at the walk.
Well, I'll tell you what used to happen, first off, which is I've been doing this crop walk in one venue or another for about 50 years now. Started in San Francisco, which has hills, you may have noticed.
I started walking
wow. in San Francisco.
You walked or you took a cable car?
It was sort of like hiking Hawk Mountain. You know, we sort of crawled on all fours, you know, up and down. But at that point, it was 17 miles because they figured that was the length of time that some, usually women, in the global south have to walk round trip in order to get water from the nearest source thereof. And we wanted to sort of, the motto was, we walk because they walk. And we had a Filipino fellow student who did the whole thing in all 17 miles in flip-flops. That's a story for another day. But anyway,
wow.
So this in Bethlehem, and Diane can speak for Allentown, in Bethlehem we have about a 2 mile walk this year. And we also will have about a 1 mile loop for people who have mobility issues or pushing strollers or whatever. And we really want to encourage everybody to participate in whatever way they can. It's not all about the money. It is a lot about the money because it is a fundraising. In fact, it's been called the granddaddy of all charity walks. Started in 1969 with some high school students in Bismarck, North Dakota, and Church World Service picked it up the following year. And it's been going great guns ever since. This will be the 46th year for Allentown and the 40th year for Bethlehem.
Right.
Very good. And for folks who want to do the Bethlehem Walk, where do they go?
They go to Central Moravian Church, which will be our gathering point. We're going to meet at 1 o'clock and have a little pizza lunch and all of that. And the event will actually take off at 2 p.m. And we want to encourage people to register in advance. And you can just, actually, you could just Google Crop Walk or Crop Hunger Walk Bethlehem or Crop Hunger Walk Allentown, and it will pop up. And we find that for both registration and donations, the online option is easy to navigate. If you want to write a check, that's great. If you want to register by paper, that's great. But it really will expedite things if you do it electronically. And right. They've got a good system.
Right, they do. So, yeah. Yes.
Is there a deadline for signing
no.
up?
No.
Nah.
You can walk right up to the walk itself?
You can. If there are going to be refreshments and that kind of thing, it would be nice to have a rough estimate of how many people will be showing up. So if you can register in advance, please do so. Also, it'll avoid having long lines on the actual site as people line up to register.
Now we switch from Bethlehem to Allentown. And what's happening over there, Diane, on October 19th?
On October 19th at 1 o'clock, starting at 1 o'clock, people can show up and register. Hopefully they've been pre-registered, but they would come and if they want to make signs, they can do that because we'll have a sign-making station. There will be some pre-made signs. We don't have a before walk kind of meal option because we figure people might want to do that with their families and or people in their congregation after their worship services. However, we have a 10K walk, which is approximately 6 miles. And for that, we have rest stops for relieving oneself as well as for fueling oneself along that route, which goes downtown and helps people to see the places where we benefit, the Conference of Churches kitchen as well as the Allentown Area Ecumenical Food Bank.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
To see the sites.
Right. And then when they come back to St. Timothy Lutheran Church, which is where we start, there's also refreshments there and place for restroom. But we also have, in addition to that 10K option, we also have a, similar to Bethlehem, a 1 mile very accessible route that people can walk once or twice or whatever. When our kids were growing up, we did the longer walk, and it was very cool. The kids learned a lot and learned a lot about helping other people. And I'm proud to say that my younger son, Pete, now has a charity golf outing that benefits charities in the area. And I'm just over the moon, and my my older son Steve participates in that too. So it's very cool.
Shout out to Pete.
Yeah.
When does that take place?
That happens the last Saturday in September, usually, and it's called Party for Papa K. It's in memory of my late husband Mike, who died of cancer 21 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, one thing to note about this, it's a festive occasion. It really
it is.
It's a lot of fun. And it's wear your team colors, bring your dogs, bring your strollers,
bring
all
your
of
kids.
That. And it's bring your kids. It's really meant to be fun. It's not a burdensome thing.
Right.
Okay, I'm thinking individuals showing up to walk, but you just said team colors.
Yeah, either is fine. But what we're doing, often a congregation will form a team or a service club will form a team or whatever. We're trying to branch out a bit and make this a real community-wide event this year.
Well, maybe college students with,
absolutely.
Their, right.
Absolutely. With their colors.
Right.
Yeah. Now I'm in conversation with some of our colleges locally, and we're trying to drum that up. The other thing, and Diane kind of hinted at this, is that of the money that's raised, 75% goes to Church World Service, which is the main organizer for the event. That's distributed globally and nationwide. 25% is kept for use with local agencies here in the Lehigh Valley. And so when you give your money, part of it's really coming back to these communities that we live
in. And what does Church World Service do? basically.
They help people who are experiencing disasters and the aftermaths thereof. So people who have been flooded out of their homes, people who have experienced fires, people who have experienced war and are on the move for safety. Churchwell Services, they are helping them. They are a wonderful organization that relies upon a lot of volunteers like Steve and me to raise the funds and raise the awareness so that the overhead is very low compared to a lot of other organizations. It's very well run.
We work cheap.
Oh, we work cheap.
So one thing, this year we're doing something a little different, and I don't know, Diane, if the conference is doing this or if you're doing this in Allentown, but we've decided to go interfaith this year, and the Bethlehem Interfaith Group is a co-sponsor of the Bethlehem Walk, and it's going to be mostly Jewish, Muslim, Baha'i, and Christian folk engaged in this. And for our Jewish friends, they can give to Mazon, which is the Jewish relief agency, and Islamic Relief USA can take the Muslim funds. And it's interesting, if you go on the websites for these agencies, and they do work with refugees, agricultural development, disaster relief, all of that. And if you were to take the labels off the organizations and just show the work they do, you couldn't tell the difference between them. They really do the same kinds of things, and they work with each other as well.
Oh, that's terrific.
It is wonderful, yes.
Love hearing nowadays anyone who's working, who's willing to work with someone else of a different background, point of view.
I mean, Church World Service is itself an ecumenical organization, but then involving other people is such a wonderful thing. And that's true with Allentown, too. We have our Muslim brethren and sister, whatever, brothers and sisters and such, helping us as well as our Jewish and other people of other faiths and no faith who join us, which is great.
Because it's all about feeding people.
Helping people to have enough food.
Yes.
And these days, to state the obvious, with all the various federal cuts and problems that have arisen from that, agencies are really stretched right now, more than they've been in years, and it's been pretty thin for a long time. But we're really trying to beef things up because it's going to be important to get as much local support as we can for these kinds of initiatives.
So the date that we're talking about is October 19th. It's a Sunday. Mm-hmm. And it's the walk itself in Allentown is going to start at 1 o'clock?
1:30. 1:30. The kickoff time.
All right. And in Bethlehem, it's going to start at 2 o'clock.
Correct.
So folks could arrive typically, say, a half hour before those times and be in good shape to start the walk.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it'll go pretty much all afternoon with various people at various paces. And so if you want to do the Allentown walk and then come do the Bethlehem walk, hey, you know, that would be great. Right. We wouldn't say no. You know, that would be great.
Well, and the nice thing is, the one-mile option for both walks is great for people who have other things that they need to do or if they have mobility issues. Both of them are wonderful options.
Now, this Crop Hunger Walk is national.
That is correct.
And so Allentown and Bethlehem are two little parts of a whole big
almost
effort.
1,000 walks.
I love to bury people in statistics. So I have my cheat sheet here. It's a very short cheat sheet, though. There were about 2,000 communities that participated last year in the
2,000.
Crop Walk.
Okay.
And they raised a little over $3 million, so which in the cosmic scheme of things isn't huge, but it really does make a difference.
Right.
Now, is there a national coordination such that they're all called Crop Hunger Walks, or is that something local? No, that's the national.
That's the national thing. We work pretty closely with the national people from Church World Service, and they're good backup.
All right. So, folks, it's time for us to take a break here on Perspectives. My guests are Diane Caraha and Steve Simmons, who are heading the Crop Hunger Walks in Allentown and Bethlehem this year and have been for some years, actually. It's a pleasure to have them here to talk about. They're the ones who know the most about these walks, and we hope that you can become involved with the walks, too, with the team, with your family, however it might be. I'm John Pierce, Our engineer this evening is Neil Heaver, the operations director here at WDIY. Hang in there. We'll be back in just a moment.
WDIY has been broadcasting since 1995.
This is Mayor Ken Smith. Congratulations to WDIY for signing on the air.
We're with Commissioner Frank Donches of the Bethlehem Police Department.
We welcome Dr. John and the Blend today.
Bob Durow composed, conducted, and played much of the Schoolhouse Rock music.
Three is a magic number.
Weapons and antidote to violence is to speak up against it.
WDIY for 30 years.
And we are back talking about hunger in the world and the crop hunger walks that are coming up very shortly. In fact, it's every October, and this year it's October 19th. No one in this world should be hungry. That's why the crop hunger walk is more than just a yearly gathering. It's a movement that's 55 years strong, made up of compassionate people in more than 500 communities across the U.S. Now, you just told me it was 2,000.
It was about four times that.
All right, so this is old copy I'm reading here. The steps we take and the funds we raise together will provide life-saving support, including emergency food and resources, along with the seeds, tools, and programs that will help families feed themselves in the future. So what they want you to do is to recruit a team of family and friends to join a crop hunger walk in your community. So we're talking about Allentown and Bethlehem. Every step and every donation ends hunger. It's a nationwide movement sponsored by Church World Service to raise funds to end hunger and poverty in the U.S. and around the globe. So that's from their website, the national website. And Steve, tell us a little bit more about the Bethlehem effort.
Okay, well, something happened that involved the UN a couple of years ago. And it is that we have been designated, especially the Moravian settlements here and in three European countries, have been designated as a World Heritage Site. And this year we would like to kind of deal that into our equation with the crop walk. And so we're talking with historic Bethlehem museums and sites and some city folk, city government folk, and we're actually going to have some spots along the route that will have interpretive materials and be historic places to stop. And,
oh, that's a great idea.
As well as with the Allentown Walk, we are also going to have two of our client agencies receiving the local funds as stopping points and refreshment points on the route. So,
and is that's something new now for Bethlehem to be doing?
Yeah, I mean, for us to be doing this with a UNESCO designation, that's a new thing this year. And, and we hope people have the opportunity to come and or take the opportunity to come and visit some of the sites and get to know a little more about Bethlehem.
Right. And again, that walk starts where in Bethlehem?
It'll start at Central Moravian Church and then proceed from there.
North side Bethlehem. And Diane?
We begin and end at St. Timothy Lutheran Church at 140 South Ott Street, just off of Hamilton Boulevard and Ott Street.
Right in the shadow of Cedar Crest College.
You bet. And right. And so Cedar Crest and Muhlenberg Colleges, we hope that folks from those will join us this year because they should not be on break when we have our October 19th walk. As I said, at 1:30 is the kickoff, but before that, people can show up. We will have music. We will have a shofar playing, sounding of the shofar at the beginning of our walk. And what's cool about this year, which is our 46th crop walk, we will be exceeding 1 million donations over the course of our years. And as Steve mentioned, 25% of what is raised stays local, and that's divided in Allentown between the Allentown Area Ecumenical Food Bank and the Lehigh Conference of Churches Kitchen.
Very good. And 75% goes to
Church World Service to help with people who are experiencing disasters, people who have long-term like drought and other issues that make having an adequate diet a real difficulty. You know, and in the news, we have some hot spots in the world.
Yes, we do.
Right. And if Church World Service is not directly involved, they work with partner organizations to help those who are strongly in need.
And they often go to the places that really are hot spots.
That's
correct. Be in Ukraine and Gaza and South Sudan.
And
so they really they really stay on top of things.
Right.
It is so difficult to watch these images on television of the people begging for food and not being able to get it.
And then not being safe when they go for food. Yes. Yeah.
And here we are, individuals in this country, and I say to myself, well, it's okay to feel bad for this situation. Well, what can I do?
Exactly. And this is one concrete way of helping people to have enough food.
Great point. So hunger, there. I guess there's almost no other more important thing.
Have to say that what's cool about Church World Service is they recognize that the people, the indigenous people in these various countries, know what their needs are greatest. And inevitably, water, clean water, comes out as number one, because you can't have food if you don't have enough water. You can't have healthy people if you don't have clean water, because you probably know that the number one reason why people die is because they don't have clean water and the downsides that go with that. Church World Service is helping people who identify water as safe water as a need. They're helping them build wells. I've seen it. I've seen it in Nicaragua. I've seen it in Malawi. And people are so grateful.
Yeah, you have participated in projects like that.
I have, yes.
Water is life.
Water is life, yes.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one of the things that the Crop Walk tries to do is not only get people's boots on the ground, but also to enlighten their minds on food-related issues. And so if you go on the Church World Service website, it really is a wealth of information on what they're doing and where the money goes and all of that. And as Diane said, it's a very low overhead operation. Something like 85% or more of your dollar will go to direct food relief and agricultural development. So,
and that's Church World Service. Just type that into the computer.
Exactly that, because if you type that into the computer, it'll bring up either Church World Service, or you can go crophungerwalk.org too. Either one of those will bring up a wealth of information and resources to help people understand. You can do the walk as individuals. You can do it as a team. You can do it as family, in whatever ways. You can just support it. Support it directly online or with a check, or you can sponsor people who are doing the walk.
That's a great point, because there are people who cannot walk.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Luthercrest, for instance, which is where my husband John and I live, has its own walk, usually around the time of the Allentown Walk, and our monies go into the Allentown Walk to help the larger effort. And there are a lot of people who can't walk, but they are very generous in supporting this very worthwhile cause. Yeah.
John, you were saying earlier that it's one thing to feel bad about this, but that's not a great motivator. I think what is realizing the dramatic inroads that have been made against world hunger in the past 20 years or so. During COVID, there was a setback. But since that time, the number of people in severe life-threatening poverty around the world has really decreased by half or something.
It's
really dramatic. And so, money does help.
Right. When I started with anti-hunger work in 1970s, 40,000 men, women, and children were dying every single day, especially children, every single day. 40,000.
Oh my goodness.
From hunger and hunger-related issues. Now it's still horrible, but it's in half, about 20,000. Again, horrible statistics.
So let's do the other half.
Well, it's good to hear some good news for a change.
Well, you know, I don't know how it is for you, but the number of appeals I get for funding for 1,000 worthy causes, it can be pretty overwhelming. And, you know, we hope that you'll put this on the list of things that really are doing very effective work.
Right.
And, you know, God willing, over the next 20, 30 years, we may see an equally dramatic reduction in severe poverty around the world.
Oh, that'd be terrific.
And the other neat thing about Church World Services, they also help with counseling after disasters. They were the ones who were trusted to come in to very few people. Few organizations were trusted to come in after 9/11.
In New York City.
Yeah, in New York City to do counseling after that kind of a disaster. So that's the kind of work that they do. It's not just the helping people, the victims, the survivors, but also helping them down the road to rebuild emotionally as well as physically.
So important. Diane, what else do you have there in the pamphlet?
Well, in general, you've really covered it very well. We're walking to help raise funds and awareness of the needs that people have in the United States and throughout the world, and to, as you mentioned, to make a difference together.
Right. One more statistic. Last year around the Lehigh Valley, we raised $42,000 through the crop walks, and we hope to do significantly better this year.
Right. Yep.
So. Very good. Okay. It all helps. So I am talking to two reverends here today. Diane Caraha, who used to be chaplain at Luther Crest.
That is correct.
And what title do you have nowadays? Are you totally retired?
No. I'm the organist at Redeemer Lutheran Church in Allentown.
That's right.
Happily doing that, but also doing some supply work as either organist or as pastor at various places on non-Sundays.
And Steve, you have been a professor.
Yes.
At the Moravian Seminary.
Yes.
Are you still doing that?
No, but I do I do get around still. At this point, I'm helping to organize an interfaith climate conference toward the end of October, and we'll be looking at Christian, Muslim, and Jewish documents on climate change and environmental concerns
dive into the thorny issues.
Little projects. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Good for you, yeah. What do you think about this recipe for happiness? Three ingredients: something to do, something to hope for, someone to love.
Mm.
It's hard to improve upon that.
Yeah. Sounds Trinitarian to me.
So, yeah. Ooh, there we go. Yeah, I heard somebody said that, and I wish I had been clever enough to make it up, but I read it. So what you all are doing, my question really kind of is, well, do you have something to do to keep you going?
Yeah.
You know, one thing about somebody to love, one of the benefits of doing this kind of project is it's a great networking opportunity.
Yes.
And you get to know I am amazed. I'm a Chicago kid, you know, and we moved to the Lehigh Valley about 30 years ago.
Hear, hear.
And was just amazed at the number of citizen-led organizations that are doing cool things in the Lehigh Valley, and it's a great way to link up, and you can actually get to know people and start making those connections denser.
Yeah,
that's ultimately good.
You're from what part of Chicago?
Suburbs mostly, but I went to the University of, so I was on the south side for.
So did I.
A long
wow.
time. Yes, you did.
Oh yeah, I'm from Evanston.
Okay.
Wow.
Sure. So. Great.
I'm from Rhode Island. I guess I'm an outsider.
You're an Easterner.
Yeah. Go Cubs.
Yeah.
Go Cubs. There
you go.
All right. Well, folks, this is all we have for the time we have for Perspectives today. I want to thank our guests, Diane Caraha and Steve Simmons, for coming in and enlightening us about the upcoming Crop Hunger Walk, and also our engineer, Neil Heaver, for doing the good board work for us today. Until we meet again, remember to be gentle with your neighbor.